So, Simon, 5 years in, 2014 going to market, now we're in 2019, edging towards 2020.
So we're going to start counting grey hairs then?
Yeah.
Have you adopted
you
the colours?
You can count yours.
Yeah, so you're wearing the colour anyway. Mum's the word. But yeah, it's been an interesting 5 years.
Yeah.
Full of hope, full of expectation, and, blood, sweat, tears, and actually, I think we've got a lot to be proud of as well.
Yeah, I think we've taken on some pretty projects that others probably wouldn't touch.
Yeah, I think interesting is the word.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do you remember the guy that had been out for 4 years?
Oh, yes, the chap who I think part of which was had a health concern.
Yeah,
he was a lovely chap, wasn't he? But not in a great place.
No, and he paid a lot of money in those 4 years to get help. He paid CV writers, do you remember? He paid career management firms to help him get a job.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real test to our integrity about whether or not actually, you know, our methods, the methods of Morphosis would actually be able to deliver a difference for him, but...
Well, we did, didn't we?
Well, exactly, a shining example.
Yeah, I mean, that took, I think it was 11 weeks to the actual signing, but it was 17 weeks because he wasn't particularly well, was he?
No, I think partway through the NHS had delivered a letter that implied that perhaps there was, I forget the term, but there was some sort of situation. But fortunately, it was a red herring. But no, I mean, from his point of view, he believed that the... part of his health and his attitude was related to a continued commitment to get back to work. And actually, with the onward relationship that we've maintained with him, he's been promoted since we first worked with him. And, you know, these other providers had effectively left him wanting and, you know, were effectively telling me we need to start at the bottom and all the rest of it again. And in reality, we got him back to where he should have been.
Got him back in the saddle. And then there was the one of my favourite ones was the CFO in Turkey.
Yes, we do find them, don't we? Because I think from memory he had a timeline, didn't he, with
he
his
did.
Visa or something to be
Eight
out
weeks.
Of country. Yeah, so you I think kindly referred him to me to see whether from a realism point of view we can actually help him.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, absolutely we did. I couldn't believe it. I mean, what I now know about the commodities market, both within Turkey and the DRC, is, I'm probably as knowledgeable as an established headhunter on that space now.
Yeah, well, I think taking someone from standing start from one country to another, particularly a country like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which I think exemplifies and supports the fact that we say time and time again to clients, it's never about who they know, we know, it's about who needs to know about them.
No, well, he was interesting because when we started with him as part of just getting to know him, he was typical, I suppose, of a CFO, very diligent with his spreadsheets, and he sent through an Excel sheet, and it must have had more than 200 recruiters and headhunters on there from all of the notable firms. Mm-hmm. And my immediate reaction was, what politely can Morphosis Partners do with that lot? Haven't been able to do anything with him. So it does sort of raise that question, but equally, 7 weeks and a couple
three
of days,
days
later,
yeah, 7 weeks and 3 days,
he accepted a CFO role in a country that we'd never really touched before.
No idea.
You know, again, validating that our methods, when applied, do work.
And what about the lady who came over from South Africa with nothing?
Well, yeah, so again, I think she's interesting, but actually... And there's another South African lady that I think was more interesting because she got recommended from memory to us, where at the time she felt that she was looking to explore options in Canada and the UK. And just to jog in memory, the conversation we had with her was to say, well, we can do that, but actually, do you have to do that? And if given an alternative to look smarter in your local country and city, would that be where you'd rather be? And she said yes. And despite the challenges going on in South Africa, we navigated her market, we identified and researched the companies, the contacts, managed the introductional processes with her, and she accepted a role. And yet, you know, her mindset was, from a family point of view, I'm sorry, husband, I'm sorry, children, we're going to have to relocate. And, you know, the upheaval that would have caused. So to me, I think, you know, she's another great example of how our methods can be applied, irrespective of sector, irrespective of function, geography. Irrespective of geography.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did that in 5 weeks, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, whether there's a bit of lady luck in there, who knows? But I think, you know, ultimately, she was obviously a very talented individual.
Yeah.
But you know, what it highlights or demonstrates is the difference between her ability to do her job as a finance and audit professional and the ability to win the job, to research where those jobs are. And that's clearly playing to our strengths.
Well, again, I think it just exhibits the fact that, you know, we are both sector and geography agnostic.
Yeah, and it's something that I think a lot of clients coming to us kind of query, because they've almost got this sense of conditioning that, you know, to know my market as a finance person or as a salesperson, or to know me in Spain or Italy, you've got to know the local ground. Mm. Well, actually, you know, what we've proved time and time again is the fact that so long as we understand them as a person, we apply our methods, and that marketplace can be researched and understood very quickly.
Of course, they all had a different OSIS, didn't they? Mm. But we, you know, applied our methods to those OSIS, and, you know, they're out there doing their thing and indeed moving from one role to another, as far as I know, quite successfully.
And we get some surprise OSISes on the way, you know. I remember a particular chap who'd been a chairman, a chief exec. He was, you know, in his earlier career, very successful within one of the big four accounting advisory firms. A bit of a household name, really, but ultimately had decided, for whatever reason, that he was looking to make a change, had engaged a career management company, one that you would perceive to be at the top of the table in that regard. I think he'd invested best part of £50,000 or £60,000 in the end over two engagements with them. Still none the wiser in terms of where he wanted to be and what he was looking to secure. And again, we start the journey. And I suppose the surprise is there, or the OSIS there, is that some people would argue that people at that level don't need any help. They would have the brand, they'd have the network, they'd have the carry, they'd have all of these things. And yet there was still a very recognised value to that individual from working with Morphosis Partners. And here's another individual or example where, again, no real prior knowledge of the market he was looking at. We had to identify that for him. And then, you know, we apply the methods. Mm. And in his case, we took him on a journey, and we introduced him to an entrepreneurial chap who was basically saying, you know, can you find my natural successor? And that played very firmly to the wants and wishes of, you know, the individual we were working with.
Yeah. So I think over our time, I think one of the key sort of revelations to me from what we've done and who we've done it for, if they had actually engaged with us at the very beginning of their job search, we've saved a phenomenal amount of money. I mean, that one particular chap that we mentioned earlier, who literally was from retail and had engaged and spent considerable amount of money with career firms from one exit and been out of work for 21 months.
Oh, yeah. I think we did a rough estimate, didn't we? Because I think his early career was as a finance person, so he was quite keen to do the sums as well. And I think his cumulative loss of income over that period was nearly £500,000.
It was.
And I think for a lot of executives, you know, particularly when they're job searching, they seem to warm. I wouldn't say they have a complacency necessarily, but they almost seem to accept that if the job search isn't going well, that's okay, that's acceptable, that's just the way it is. Well, it's a numbers game, and a lot of people can be quite flippant. But if you're off guard and you're complacent, then, you know, 1 week can quickly become 1 month, can become three, become 12, and the impact emotionally, not just financially, can be very severe, not just to themselves, but to those that they are ultimately accountable to, i.e. their family, with, you know, sort of mental well-being and their own self-esteem. So from our point of view, the longer those people are in that situation, then really Morphosis is not necessarily there to leverage those people per se, which we could have done if they came to us at the start of their job search. But for some of those people, it's actually about damage limitation and repairing a situation, you know, which is why the word OSIS is probably quite an appropriate term. You know, and for me, having that proactive mentality to a job search and early recognition will put them in a far stronger position, whether it be to companies, to, you know, building their networks, and indeed to engage the right headhunters to support them on their way.
I think to finish, for me, one of the most startling revelations from everything that we've done and everything that we're about is the fact that people recognise, professionals recognise the change that they take into businesses and that they can implement, embed processes, etc., creating change and transformation. But how many people have we met who don't believe that transformation has hit the job market?
Well, I think there's two things, isn't there? I think there's, I forget the expression, but it's something about not practicing what they preach. And certainly I would say I've met a few of those, you know, that they want to have the label of chief exec or CFO. And yet in terms of some of their job search behaviours, let's say, they don't present necessarily in terms of symptoms as you would expect a leader to do. And then to me, those symptoms are the very reason as to why they may have been 12 months, 18 months, maybe longer without a role.
Yeah.
So I think, I wouldn't say necessarily there's an arrogance there or a pomposity, but there's certainly a lack of awareness, I suppose, to what the real challenge is. And for me, I think when we're looking at revelations and things that perhaps we wouldn't have expected, one is that it becomes apparent that when people are in role, they can be exceptionally successful, but you bring them into, you know, the uncertain, the unfamiliar, like a job search. And certainly from what I see and what you've probably witnessed as well, we really do get to see the real person then. You know, I think there's a suit for work, as you often talk about, and then I think there's another suit. And sometimes when the suit for work comes off, you know, you really get to see the genuine person then. And that's something that I suppose I've witnessed more with Morphosis Partners than I ever did in my former life as, say, a recruiter or a headhunter, where you're working for a company and you're just sifting CVs to get the match, to get something into role. And I say that slightly flippantly, but the way that Morphosis gets to understand and work with the individuals is the relationships are far higher and far stronger, which is another insight that I've observed with Morphosis, that individual, you know, and it's uncomfortable sometimes because they've got to be told tough things in order to make them change. Sometimes they don't like it, but once those things have been said and they recognise and they embrace, then actually they win and, you know, they become great advocates for us.
Well, I think the advocacy can go far, you know, in much have greater evidence, if you like, for me, with regards to when we started, when this was created and indeed piloted but brought to market in 2014, how many professionals have thought that we are a career management firm, that we are paid services to write CVs and talk about their networks?
Well, I think if we were career management, then ultimately their understanding, or our understanding of career management, is misunderstood. Because, you know, outplacement, I would summarise as an employer-funded CV writing service that points somebody in the right direction, and therefore the employer obligation or sense of guilt for letting that person go is somewhat waned. Career management, as far as I'm concerned, is the same as that. It's just the individuals basically stumping up the money for that.
Yeah.
So it's that old adage, I think, of you get your templates, it's very standardised. A lot of them now are moving to online stuff. And even those that do a personal, in inverted commas, service, it's personal around the pink and fluffy chats.
Well, it's, you know, theoretical, isn't
the
it?
The navel gazing, where could you be? Well, you know what? There may be 1 in 100 people who were happy to pay for that, but in actual fact, you know, where's the accountability there? Where's the outcome in that, really? And the thing that, you know, both you and I were very keen to set about with Morphosis in terms of the difference is the fact that actually we do the bit that those other providers, quite frankly, would run a mile from. In fact, I've had many conversations with people in those other industries, both search, headhunting, and career management, and we tell them what we do, And they simply say, well, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
The advocacy I was referring to was the fact that, strangely enough, 74% of our clients in the first 4 years of this business came from services such as career management. People who had paid for services who were greatly disgruntled by what they told they were going to get and what they actually got.
Yeah.
And we took those people to success. And I think that's real advocacy.
Well, I think it's two things there, isn't it? I mean, first and foremost, those individuals would have presented to us, and quite rightly, I suppose, in a more sceptical way. You know, they've had the fingers burned.
They did, yeah.
They've had a bad experience, and the last thing they want to do is to fall foul of another situation like that. So absolutely, from our point of view, our recognition and our heightened sensitivity towards making sure we could deliver the bit they were lacking and needing became central to the programmes and the services that we offer, because, you know, we do say we deliver an individual tailored service, and that's absolutely true. And often our starting point is to say, right, what have these other providers given you? Okay, well, we don't want to actively denigrate them, but ultimately, in most cases, they're no good for what we now need to do in order to get them where they need to be. And, you know, we have to do that in a way that's sympathetic and delivered with integrity for our clients. But I think the other piece as well, not only 74% of our clients have had those services and they've invested for those services, but they're also coming to us with an extension of time around their job search.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, because a lot of those providers like to work with people for 6 months, for 12 months, however long. Some people have invested beyond the initial contract. So by the time we get them, not only do they have their own view of a job search and the job market, they then get what they perceive to be an educated view of the job market that hasn't worked. So it's not a case of now having to rework just their own understanding. We're having to unwire and rewire
and
a confused understanding of complexity. And often the tools and the resources that they've been provided by these other providers, off record, in my opinion, have actually added to the symptoms or the osis that now needs to be resolved.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot to be said about a lot of the providers in that space.
Well, I think 5 years in, I think we're tracking where we said we'd track. And we're on a very positive upward trajectory for both the business and the people and the clients that we engage with and work for. So on that note, Simon, I think it's time for you and I to morph to a glass of wine, don't you?
We shall. Well, what's the symptom for that? We've worked hard for 5.5 years. That's a symptom. That's the osis.
Let's go and get the wine.
Great. Lovely.